Alonzo with episode 321 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? You guys are, and I appreciate it. Now, you know, I'm constantly saying that I'm looking for some good news, and I did have some great news this week. Laugh Factory in Hollywood is open, my home club. I was there last night. It truly felt like going home to get on that stage. Just a bunch of fantastic comic friends were there. Sherry Shepherd, Finesse Mitchell, Dane Cook, Ruben Paul, Tehran, just a bunch of friends, and we had a blast. It was a great show. So that was good news. I'm not going to say nothing good happens. We are coming back to normal. I hope you got vaccinated. I hope you believe in vaccination. I promise you, Bill Gates is busy with his divorce. They got to divide up billions of dollars. He doesn't have time to track you. So the vaccine is safe. You know, so anyway, yeah, I look for the good news. I look for the light. But then you just, you know, it is so hard and so sad to look at the news and see some of these stories. And I said this before and I'll say it again, the fact that we don't move forward. This one is just absolutely heartbreaking. Michaela Miller, 16 years old, lived in a suburb of Massachusetts. 16-year-old LGBTQ teenager, black, found hanging from a tree. 16-year-old girl was lynched. I can't even imagine the pain. The parents, and they're saying like they don't know if she was lynched because she was black or because she was gay. And I mean, what the hell kind of choice is that? The girl was bullied. She went to a predominantly white school because she lived in the suburbs. Who raises children that could do that to a kid? You know, I mean, these people who say that we don't have a systematic race problem in our country are absolutely insane. Can you imagine? What's the mindset of teenagers that hang a 16-year-old? It's beyond belief. I mean, in 2021, listen, in 1921, yeah, that kind of shit went on all the time. We have a lynching museum in our country, for God's sake. But I can't even, I say this feeling almost numb, that I can't even imagine the pain of the parents. And the mother is upset because she says that the police aren't, you know, doing the investigation. They didn't take the report of her being bullied or whatever. So we have that. And then at the same time, and I am not putting these two as equal, I'm just saying that this is the unbelievable systematic hatred. I really don't understand. How do you hate someone so much just because their skin color is different? 77-year-old woman from the Villages in Florida, which we're not surprised that it was from the Villages, right? And I'm going to talk about that more later. She threw her Whopper at a black girl working at Burger King. She threw a Whopper at her, called her a black bitch, called her a nigger. Why? Because the tomatoes were too thick on the Whopper. I'm not making that up. Now, fortunately, people saw it, and she was actually arrested for it, and she was charged with battery and et cetera, because the minute she threw race into it, it became a more serious crime than a misdemeanor. But just, again, who are these people? What are these people? What kind of garbage person are you that you're going to throw a Whopper at a girl behind the counter? You're 77 years old. This is where your life's at. After 77 years, that seemed like a good idea. That seemed like something to do. I just can't get my mind around that. We don't have any systematic racism. This is why all across the country, Republican state legislators and Republican congressmen in D.C. are fighting critical race theory in the 1619 Project. This is why they don't want the truth of American history taught to children. Maybe if they, the children, because that's the only hope, right? Maybe if they see how truly horrible slavery was and how much of this country was built on the back of slaves, maybe they'll develop a bit more humanity. You know, it is so the ignorance in it. This is on Fox News with Laura Ingraham. Dinesh D'Souza says that, you know, there's a class struggle with racial grievances, blah 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 blah. You know, and this is what this is D'Souza's argument against saying white privilege exists. Quote, so where is this white privilege? Whites are actually not at the top of the totem pole of American society anymore. The only category in which whites are on top is accumulated wealth, which of course reflects the legacy of the past. That is exactly what privilege is, you idiot. You have a bunch of wealth that you didn't earn, that you inherited from the past, that was built on the back of things like slavery and exploitation. And they're sitting up there proud of themselves. I don't have white privilege. I just inherited a bunch of money and control. Yeah, if ignorance, ignorance. And don't think it's just us. This is a sad thing. This is sad. But Australia, this a lot of stuff has happened in Australia that duplicates the United States. And here's one unfortunate thing. And maybe, you know, maybe Laura Ingraham can tell Liz Cambage or Combage to shut up and dribble. Because Liz Cambage is the best woman basketball player in Australia. And she's saying she thinks she'll sit out the Tokyo Olympics because the pictures that the Australian team used to show their Olympic uniforms and their Olympic unity or whatever, all white people, no people of color in the picture. Now she says our best athletes are people of color, athletes like her, and she showed another indigenous athlete who's a runner, who's fastest in the 400, etc. And they're not depicted as part of the team. It, these things, these are, you know, some of them are microaggressions, I would say, leaving you out of the picture. Lynching would be a bit more than a microaggression. Again, a teenager lynched. There were two lynchings here in California, one in Palmdale and I think the other in Vacaville in 2020. Yeah, it hasn't gone away. And they're afraid to teach the truth. The 1619 Project and critical race theory is not an attack on white people. It's telling the truth. And there are stories about some of these kids learned and said, whoa, I had no idea. Because we didn't have any idea. I wasn't taught so much of that. I went to school in the 70s. We didn't learn that. I think we learned more than they learn now. I think they learned, you know, I tell you all the time that I'm lucky. I was bused to white schools before it was an issue. So I got an education. Not a big black history education, but an education. And that is the foundation. But now that we know more, how about we teach more? Now that we have, but what, how can you be afraid to teach facts to children? That, well, this is what we get. We get kids who, I guess, thought it was fun to lynch a black girl, you know? And Mitch McConnell, part of the problem, huge part of the problem, he started talking again. Mitch McConnell says that he's 100% focused on stopping Joe Biden. 100% focused on stopping Joe Biden. You know, we went through this before, right? When he said his only job was to make Barack Obama a one-term president, which didn't quite work out for you, did it, Mitch? Now he's 100% focused on stopping Joe Biden. Again, no, this is our plan. No, hey, this is what we're going to do. No, America's coming out of the pandemic. We're going to help with this. Or there's a vaccine we need to get distributed. Or, you know, hey, speaking for Republicans, we don't like your infrastructure package. So here's our infrastructure package. No, none of that. Just we're going to stop you. That's all. We're just going to say no. And this is why we need to do away with the filibuster. Because if you ain't coming with a plan, then you should not have the power to stop a man with a plan. Okay? Joe Biden, you may not like it. You may not agree with it. It may not be progressive enough. But at least as a plan, he's trying to get something done. Build the infrastructure of the country. Create jobs. Get people vaccinated. Get the country moving again. Nah, no. What's your idea? No. What do you think we should? No. That's a Republican. And I read another article about a guy, and I give you the names, but I'm beyond looking it up. But he said that Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney should get credit because they're not Trumpers. Like that's how low the bar is. Because they think the Trumpers are wrong and Arizona recounting the votes is wrong. But by the way, if you're going to do a recount, try not to do a recount led by someone who was at the attack on the Capitol. Maybe shouldn't be involved. But anyway, no. Yeah, I'm saying no now. Now I'm going to be the party of no. All right? The bar is higher than that. Just because, hey, I'm not following it. The worst president in history, who was an insane child on Twitter, that makes you good? That's how low the bar is for the Republican Party? That's it? Yeah. You know, I was against storming the Capitol. Really? That's all it takes to be a good Republican? Well, that's pretty easy. You have any ideas? No, I just don't think we should storm the Capitol. This is As I record this, I'm looking at Hulk, my great name, who's still a puppy, but a huge puppy. And he's just laying on the floor, sleeping by the door. And I just think, man, he's got it figured out. If only. If only I could do that. And just, you know something? I talk about education, and now I'm sitting here thinking about it. Maybe it is better to not be educated. And I don't sit here saying this like I'm some kind of genius or anything special, but I'm just saying, maybe if you're so ignorant that you think Donald Trump is good or you think Mitch McConnell is a great leader, then maybe like at that level of ignorance, life is easy because you don't have to think. There's no thinking, no critical. I talk about critical race theory. You don't have a critical thought about anything. If you just sit back and read Donald Trump's tweets and yell that the election was stolen and then go out and throw hamburgers at people behind counters, maybe your life is as easy. And I'm not going to insult a dog, because a friend of mine who's a dog trainer said that the more you know dogs, the less you'll like people. Yeah, I get that. Not all people. Not even, I can't say not the majority of people. I'm not sure. It's close. But dogs have it figured out pretty good. They told me to get a pet. I'm telling you, get yourself a pet. As my friend Phil said, I'll take fish. Fish are okay. Just something to take a break from this. Speaking of breaks, I want to talk to you about my sponsor, BetterHelp.com. That this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. And I'm going to tell you right now, the mind gets in the way. Okay, what interferes with your happiness? How often is it your thoughts? How often do you stop something because your mind already says, this isn't going to work. This never works for me. I'm not happy. I am blank. This is where BetterHelp.com comes in, okay? And I know these feelings. I've had these feelings, okay? I've gotten in my own way. BetterHelp.com, licensed professional counselors who specialize in things like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem. Self-esteem's a big one. It stops us. Too often, I'm speaking for myself, I'm the one who says no before anyone else says no. And that could be you too. And here's another thing. You're not the only one, okay? You're not the only one. BetterHelp.com. It's confidential, convenient, professional, and affordable. Okay, it's not some crisis line. No knock against crisis lines, but this isn't that. This is professional counseling. You start communicating in under 48 hours. They will assess your needs. They will match you with a licensed professional therapist. And you will find a way to get out of your own way. That's what it's about. Get out of your own way. Allow yourself to be happy. I think it was Lincoln that said, we're about as happy as we decide to be or let ourselves be. I don't know the exact quote, but why not do that? So here's the deal. Here's the offer, okay? To start living a happier life today, you get 10% off your first month by visiting my sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo, okay? There's over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. A million people. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alonzo. Okay, 10% off your first month. Do it. You're worth it. Take care of yourself. I mentioned Trump, unfortunately. And it's not as bad as it used to be. Used to be you had to mention him all the time. Now, just now and then. And I don't know if you've seen any of those pitiful speeches down at Mar-a-Lago. But again, I say, imagine booking your event at Mar-a-Lago, which means you got a problem anyway. But then he just comes out to ramble on. Well, you know where he won't be rambling? Twitter. Twitter is maintaining his lifetime ban. The Facebook ban will continue. The Instagram ban will continue. Now, he has his own blog, and some of his cult is taking bits from his blog and posting it and stuff, but he can't post. There's a oversight group with Facebook, and they're saying that Facebook can't do a lifetime ban, but for now, the ban is okay. We'll take that. Coming back home, getting a little more local. I live in LA. I love California. There are times when I think of leaving. And it's not, when I think of leaving, it's not because anything's wrong with California. It's just, I don't know, the quiet. You know, just moving somewhere quieter, bugging out. That's what I call it, bugging out. Just bug out, live on the side of a mountain somewhere. Me and the Hulk living in peace. That was the thing that came up during the pandemic with the shutdown. I did get kind of used to the quiet. But anyway, we've got our problems. Everywhere's got their problems, you know. Homelessness, huge problem. These homeless encampments in the big cities are just a shame, and something definitely needs to be done. And some businesses are leaving because of taxes and regulation and so on. But there it looks like there's going to be a recall election of Gavin Newsom. Now, I said Gavin Newsom, to me, he had a bigger problem with public relations than doing his job. Like, in the midst of the pandemic, when everyone's shut down, you don't go to a dinner at an exclusive restaurant and eat without masks. You don't talk to us about, and I'm not saying that global warming and greenhouse gases are not important, but you don't talk about climate change in the midst of people being locked down in a pandemic, okay? You focus on the pandemic and getting people back out there, or at least talk about it. So Gavin Newsom's had his problem. So now they start with the recall election. And here's the problem with the recall election. Celebrities and idiots. That's who gets in. I mean, we did it before. We elected Arnold Schwarzenegger as my friend Luke Burbank, with whom I just did Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'll be on Wait this weekend. But he had a great line. He said, oh, you mean when the star of Kindergarten Cop became the governor of California? Yeah, That's what goes wrong. So now they're talking about it already, and here we go. John Cox is this one of the clowns who wants to run, campaigning with a 1,000-pound bear. Yeah, he's got a trained bear, and this is the funniest part. So he takes the bear out, and he says, "Meet the beast," and as if Gavin Newsom is a beauty and he's the beast. Two things bad. One, you angered PETA. Never a good idea to anger PETA. PETA's not happy about you using this bear. And two, John Cox, the candidate, is upset because the bear is getting more coverage. Yeah, when you show up with a 1,000-pound bear, people ain't listening to you, okay? They're just not listening to you. So that's one. What's worse? Caitlyn Jenner getting coverage, getting actual, it's not really news coverage because it's Fox News, but and talk about this in a minute. I'm gonna wrap up with that story because I love it. But anyway, Caitlyn Jenner has a town hall with Sean Hannity, and the only problem was it was no town, there was no hall. And I'm just throw this out here, Caitlyn, if you want to, try to show you're of the people, maybe you shouldn't have your interview in the hangar where you keep your private jet, which is next to your friend's hangar where they keep their private jet, and tell us that things are so bad in California, things are so bad under Gavin Newsom, that your friend is actually going to have to move. They're going to have to fly away in their private jet to get away from the homeless. Because, yeah, that's a problem everyone has. It's like traffic. Like, yeah, it's a lot of traffic. I'm going to have to take my private jet. So here we go. Yeah, trained bears and Caitlyn Jenner. These will be our choices. And the reason it bothers me is because don't think people won't vote for Caitlyn Jenner. Don't think people won't vote for Caitlyn Jenner. And Lord knows Kanye's going to get involved somehow because, Kanye. So I've been talking about this Fox News thing, and here's why. And this is like D'Souza, right, saying that we don't have white privilege. All we have is accumulated wealth from the past. It's the same thing. There was a lawsuit against Tucker Carlson where Tucker Carlson's lawyer said, well, a reasonable person wouldn't expect Tucker Carlson to be telling the truth. Like their excuses are just built in. So now we have this guy, Anthony Antonio, who was one of the mob that attacked the Capitol. His attorney says that his problem was, this is his defense, that he came down with foxitis and foxmania after watching too much Fox News. His attorney said this in court, that Antonio was laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, which they said wasn't real. So you see how there's layers of bullshit here. Now, they said the pandemic wasn't real. This is last year. But he was laid off because of the pandemic. So he was laid off because of the pandemic, which they say was fake. And he spent all his time living at home with four other guys watching Fox News every day, just watching Fox News for the next 6 months. Fox television played constantly. And his lawyer said he became hooked and he got foxitis and foxmania, became interested in the political aspect and started believing what was being fed to him. His lawyer is saying his problem was he started believing Fox News. Oh man, that's it. So, and his lawyer also said, listen, told the judge, there's no rush to move forward with his case because he wants the prosecutors to take care of the bad capital defendants before his client. Because this guy, he only broke a window and climbed in, and he's been charged with disorderly conduct, impeding law enforcement, disrupting Congress, and damaging government property. He was shouting, "You want war? We got war," 1776 all over again. He wore a black tactical vest. He says he's a three percenter, and so on. So, yeah, but he suffers from foxitis. That's his thing. These are the people who attacked the Capitol, killed a cop, two other cops died as a result of it, and so on. But, you know, he was watching Fox News, and he's just watching it all the time, and he started to believe it. Yeah, that's a defense. So, I'm not saying I'm unhappy. I'm saying happiness is hard to find, but I want you to look for it. It's Mother's Day this weekend. Please, please honor your mom. Flowers, candy, take her out, call her, say hello, send a card, anything like that. I lost my mom 3 years ago, and I miss her because she was the funniest person I've ever known. And without her, no way I have comedy, because she gave me an outlook on life that always found the funny. And I love you, Mom, and I miss you. And, yeah, honor your mom. Say hi to your mom this Sunday. Still waiting for the talk show to start, KBLA 1580, okay? Talk radio here in Los Angeles. Just waiting to get that together and get started on that. Doing a few live gigs around town. I will be in Hollywood at the Laugh Factory tomorrow and probably again next week. And my next live, next weekend. Well, we're talking about next weekend next week because it's going to be live in L.A. It's a show called Supernova. I'll be doing that in Hollywood. And I'll be back on the road the first week of June, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, Tacoma and Spokane. Who's paying attention? You are. Thank you. Hang in there. Keep smiling. Look for it. There's truly horrible things in the news. But, you know, you live at the Villages, you watch Fox News, you end up throwing hamburgers at people, and you get arrested. It kind of works out. Maybe she can get the Fox Mania lawyer after Capital Guy. Maybe he'll be like, you know, she's 77 years old, and she just sits home watching Fox News all the time. So she throws hamburgers at people because she's an animal. All due respect to animals. I'm sorry. That wasn't even fair to animals. Keep laughing. Keep smiling. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo. Who's paying attention? You are.